I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Our Across Women's Lives team is in Brazil all this week, bringing you stories about women and the environment. Today, the focus is on Pernambuco State in northeastern Brazil. That's where more than 180 children have been born with microcephaly, a smaller-than-normal head. That's since last August. A definitive link between the Zika virus and microcephaly has not been yet established. Amid the uncertainty, some mothers with microcephalic children are connecting and finding strength in one another, thanks to a smartphone app. Catherine Osborne reports from Recife.
Germana Swades and Bruna Tamires are throwing a joint party to celebrate their sons turning 3 and 4 months old. The party's in the coffee room of the rehab clinic where they met. Swades and Tamires' sons have microcephaly, which can cause problems with hearing, brain development, and more. Since birth, these babies and mothers have been on the therapy circuit.
Terapia é uma luta contra o tempo.
It's a fight against time, says Swades. Some of the children may grow up to walk and talk. Others will be profoundly disabled. That's why a lot depends on how much they're stimulated now, with sounds, images, and the right physical touch. These mothers started their day swapping updates and chatting about who was going to be late because of the rain. They knew who was running late, too, because most of them are connected in a giant group chat on WhatsApp, a popular smartphone app in Brazil. Swades and Tamires are in 2 WhatsApp groups for moms of children with microcephaly. A local group has more than 60 mothers. The other is a national group with more than 140 women. The groups are constantly buzzing. Swades opens her phone.
No momento estão falando uma loja que tem promoção no dia de hoje para comprar fraldas.
We're talking about what store has a sale on diapers right now, how to schedule a certain kind of exam, and where everyone is going to be tomorrow so we can meet up, she says. At first, Swades wasn't so open about her son Guilherme's condition. She hid his condition from her friends and family. If you look at Guilherme, it's difficult to tell he has microcephaly. But as with many such infants born in recent months, time and checkups are revealing more complications. One of Guilherme's knees and the other leg are unusually shaped, so he'll need to wear a brace soon. Swades decided to go public with her situation after she thought about how much support she had been getting, in secret, from the other moms who were going through the same thing.
Depois de conhecê-las, eu tomei coragem e força.
After I met them, they gave me courage and strength. And I decided to get in the fight with them instead of just withdrawing into my own world, she says. And a fight it is. Most mothers in Swades' circle of friends take children to up to 10 medical appointments every week. Those who live far from Recife's hospital district spend hours on the bus to get here. It can be a lonely journey. Many of these women are single parents. Only sometimes the public health system covers transportation. And it's not clear where the money is going to come from to continue these treatments long term. Psychologist Lucy Janilobu says not only does she see better mental health in mothers who have strong friendships with each other, but also when they join groups like the one on WhatsApp, she sees results for the children.
Empoderado. Possibilita maior cuidado, conhecimento.
A more empowered mother is going to take better care of her child and learn more, she says.
A vacina, antes tem que dar antitérmico. E tem muitas...
Daniele Santos, for example, says even though doctors told the microcephaly mothers to give their children extra medicine before their 2-month vaccines, many mothers actually started doing so when they saw others talking on WhatsApp about how much it helped stop the children convulsing. Not all of the mothers who've given birth to children with microcephaly are part of this group chat. Smartphones are expensive, and most of these mothers are poor. And some of the group conversation is very difficult. Swades says one of the mothers told the group about losing her child.
Família me apoia, me dá suporte, mas não conhece a luta que eu luto.
Our families can support us, but they don't really know the battle we fight, Swades says. And just as important as it is to share pain, she and many other mothers in Recife say it's important for them to be able to celebrate motherhood and celebrate their children's lives together.
Apoiar-se uma na outra, porque estamos todas no mesmo barco. E o barco está cheio.
We're supporting each other because we're all in the same boat, she says. And the boat is full. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Recife, Brazil.
What is it like for a new mom with a baby who has microcephaly? Meet one of the moms we just heard from who's determined to give her son a normal life. You can watch that video at pri.org/womenslives. Now, WhatsApp is not only being used by patients. Doctors and public health workers facing a surge of microcephaly cases are using it too. Katie Wirth is with our partners at Frontline and has been looking into this. She's 2 hours north of Recife in João Pessoa, which also has been hit hard by the Zika outbreak. How are doctors using WhatsApp in their work on the Zika virus, Katie?
So WhatsApp is kind of ubiquitous here in Brazil. There are maybe 100 million smartphones in this country, and about 93% of them have WhatsApp downloaded on them.
Wow,
so doctors use this to connect with their professional networks. This has also had an effect on the investigation of these epidemics. For example, I spoke with Dr. Carlos Brito, a general physician in Recife, who early last year started to see these strange symptoms in his patients. They looked kind of like dengue and chikungunya, the two other mosquito-borne viruses that Brazil is suffering epidemics from, but it was different enough that it merited investigation. So he sent a message out to his network, and he got responses right away that they also were seeing these symptoms in cities around the country. And then a couple weeks later, he got a message from a friend of his on this group who said that he'd been doing some research and he thought it might be Zika, which at the time was a completely obscure disease and almost nobody had ever even heard of it.
So WhatsApp helped with communication in the early phases of the outbreak. Has WhatsApp helped speed up the investigation in the researchers' work?
Well, it has in some cases, but in other cases, it may not be helping at all. For example, doctors started talking on WhatsApp, connecting with other obstetricians and neurologists who they happen to know, and to see if they were also seeing it or if it was just happened to be a blip. But the problem is these doctors were all talking to each other, but they weren't talking to the public health officials. So the doctors started to notice these babies in August, and the health department says that they didn't hear anything about it until October 15th.
Wow. What about the public health officials? Are they trying to now reach into these WhatsApp networks?
Yeah, well, they're trying to break down this silo effect a little bit, and they're also trying to spread accurate information about the outbreaks. The problem is that misinformation flows really swiftly on WhatsApp, and there's no gatekeeper. There's no one monitoring it. And so what the public health departments are doing is they're creating their own slides and memes, colorful images, and sending those out to their own networks and hoping they slowly disseminate, go viral, so to speak, in the other networks.
Yeah, misinformation galore. On the other hand, a few years ago, we wouldn't have had any of this information were it not for WhatsApp, I guess.
Exactly.
Katie Wirth with our partners at Frontline. She's been speaking with me from João Pessoa in Brazil. Thanks very much, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
Tomorrow, the world returns to Brazil to meet Teresa da Silva. She teaches people how to build rooftop gardens for growing fresh vegetables, how to set up rain barrels to collect water, how to take care of services that the city of São Paulo is slow to provide.
Quando você começa a descobrir seus direitos,
when you start to discover your rights, she says, you want to fight. You go in search of your dignity. A São Paulo woman on a mission to care for her neighbors. That story coming up tomorrow. This is The World.